It is the second week, as of this morning, of our spring-fall fun drive. I'm here with Sean Conlon from KSFR. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Max. I want to encourage folks to give us a ring at 428-1393. That's 428-1393. It is Friday. Thank goodness the weekend is almost here. And Speaking of the Arts is coming up in a few minutes, and Max has an interview also for you. But, folks, I want to encourage you to go to your phones right now and dial 428-1393 and pledge your support for this station and for programming like the Santa Fe Radio Cafe with Mary Charlotte. She's been gone the past few weeks, and we miss her, but she will be back. First week in November, she's taking a well-deserved rest and doing some research. But hey, let her know that you appreciate what she brings to the airways. If you're a fan of Mary Charlotte, if you've missed her over the last few weeks, give us that call, 428-1393, 428-1393. It is your support that makes this program and all of the shows here at KSFR possible. We cannot do it without you. So please donate at whatever level is comfortable for you. But remember, when you donate to the station, you are not only donating to the station, but you're donating back to yourself and the community and helping to ensure that KSFR will be here for the future, for future generations. 428-1393, this is a community resource, a community treasure. And if you tune in on weekday mornings from 8 to 9, you know the quality of show that Mary Charlotte brings to the airwaves every day. Help us out. Please call us, 428-1393.
That's right, Sean. The Radio Cafe has been on the air for decades now, bringing the arts and culture of Santa Fe to the community, and this show really is a hub for that sort of thing, and we're going to have a whole program coming up here connecting Santa Fe with what's going on here. We got a vibrant economy here of arts and crafts and culture and food, and it's a multi-language state, and all those things are possible not because of the radio, but the radio is possible because of all of those things. And so if you feel like this station and this program and Mary Charlotte's hard work over the years has brought you closer to your community, please give us a call. 428-1393 is the number. We've got O'Hori's Coffee gift cards for small donors. If you want to call and give us a small donation today, you can walk away with the satisfaction of knowing you're supporting your local community radio station and get some coffee paid for in the process. So give us a call here at 428-1393 is the number.
We also have tickets to a very interesting-looking performance that's coming up at the Lenzic next weekend, Sunday, November 1st. Zuzu, a theatrical performance for the whole family from Portland's Imago Theater. It says here, Zuzu is a madcap review filled with larger-than-life penguins, hippos, frogs, and other critters who dance, mime, and perform acrobatics to entertain audience members of all ages. That's on Sunday, November 1st, and it's an early start for that show, so it's more family-oriented. Starting time, 6 p.m. on Sunday, November 1st, and a $100 donation will get you a pair of tickets to that show at the Lenzic on Sunday, November 1st. But whether or not you're calling to get tickets or coffee, you're also getting great, great public media radio here and the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. So thank you for that call. Please keep calling, 428-1393.
Our volunteers are standing by to take your call. It is the fall fun drive here at KSFR, listener-supported Santa Fe Public Radio. That number again is 428-1393. We're gonna be back with the fun drive update in just a moment. But in the interim, I'd like to welcome my first guest, my only guest today. Mr. Jordan Eddy is with us from the Strangers Collective, which is a new art collective here in Santa Fe, which is taking the town by storm. Good morning, Jordan.
Oh, by storm. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah.
So tell us about the Strangers Collective. Who are you, and what do you guys do?
Well, Strangers Collective is a group of emerging artists and writers that actually started in our friend Erica's living room. We started exhibiting artwork and zines, so little written zines, by our friends in our friend's living room. And the reason we did that was because we felt like Younger artists in Santa Fe aren't necessarily represented in the galleries. The gallery scene is very established. Writers can have a difficult time finding places to publish. It's a small community. And we wanted to create kind of a new forum to talk, to give these artists and writers a voice, and to start talking about their work and sort of developing their work. And so we were exhibiting in this living room, and then we eventually expanded out into public spaces, first on Baca Street in this gallery called the Artifactory Gallery, and now at Wheelhouse Art. We just had an opening last Friday, so a week ago, and it's still open through the 28th. So it's been kind of a quick evolution. I think we've seen a huge demand for this in the community, for a different sort of conversation about art.
And what type of artists are in the group, and how many of you are there?
So this show actually has, I think, 28 artists and writers in it. I think there are 14 visual artists. The last show we did had, I think, 12 or 13 artists and writers. So it's really grown a lot, and it's a very diverse group. We have everyone from Ben Putnam, who's a stone carver. He does these massive carvings out of Texas limestone, to two filmmakers who are in the group, Freedom Hopkins and Shannon Latham. Kyle Farrell does collages and mixed media sculpture. It's just a very vibrant, diverse group of people. A really interesting show. Yeah.
Thank you so much to Sarah Zwick, as of now a donor to KSFR. We are in the middle of the fall fund drive right now here at KSFR. That number again is 428-1393. There is O'Hori's Coffee gift cards. We also have admission to the Santa Fe Botanic Gardens for small donors to KSFR. So call now and make your pledge to support your local community-supported radio station. I'm here with Jordan Eddy, the mastermind behind the Strangers Collective, a new art collective here in Santa Fe. Jordan, so you guys are exhibiting work currently.
That's right. Yeah. It's a show called No Land, and it's at Wheelhouse Art, which is right around the corner from the Jean Cocteau Cinema. In the rail yard. And that show, the reason we called that show No Land was because sometimes younger artists in this community can have a sense of feeling like they're in a little bit of a no man's land. They're not able to find wall space to exhibit their artwork. And we wanted to start carving out some space so that we could kind of plant our flag. So the show, all of the artists were asked to meditate on and battle territories and fighting for your voice and for your right to be an artist and exhibit in Santa Fe. So, yeah. Exciting theme.
And self-expression and artwork is such a integral part of our history here. How do you see your collective in the context of the art history of Santa Fe?
Well, you know, for a couple of years now, I have been working at a Canyon Road gallery that exhibited historic artwork from New Mexico artists. A lot of New Mexico modernism, which that would be middle of last century. Very exciting time in New Mexico. A lot of younger artists coming out from New York and other art centers and totally starting their lives over in Santa Fe, starting their careers over. Santa Fe was a very small community, and it was very isolated from the rest of the world. And so you had to really band together as artists in order to make things happen. And so certainly that has been an inspiration for Strangers. Looking back at these artists, for example, Beatrice Mandelman and Louis Reebok of the Taos Moderns, who literally took a train to Taos and never returned to New York for like 7 years. They just vanished from that scene. Of course, Georgia O'Keeffe and Mabel Dodge Lujan and that group of people in Taos. Alfred Morang's crew, who was throwing salons on Canyon Road like we are doing now. So just really exciting time. And I think looking back, you can learn some lessons about how to move forward as a scrappy little group of artists who don't necessarily have the funding but have the passion to move forward.
It's very cool. Now, you mentioned salons on Canyon Road. What's that all about?
Yeah, so we've actually been inspired by Alfred Morang, who was a well-known Canyon Road modernist.
Who is he? What does he do?
So he was a teacher, an art teacher and artist, and actually he was a radio broadcaster and journalist who moved to Santa Fe in the 1930s and was here until the late 1950s when he died in a fire in his studio on Canyon Road. So really dramatic story. He was such a respected member of the community and was a real community connector and would throw these salons on Saturday nights in his home on Acequia Madre, so right off of Canyon Road. And part of the inspiration for our salon series on Canyon Road was Morang. It was our friend Ariana Lombardi who started this series of salons at Historic Santa Fe Foundation and El Zaguan, which is an artist residency on Canyon Road. And it's a forum for artwork in the apartments of El Zaguan, of the artist residency. We hang local artwork, and we have readings from local writers in the courtyard outside. Gorgeous old building. This is a building that so many artists passed through. Willa Cather wrote Death Comes to the Archbishop in this building. George O'Keefe passed through, D.H. Lawrence passed through, Truman Capote passed through this building. Really, you know, you can feel the history in this building, and it's really inspiring. So we have a salon coming up on October 30th. It starts at 7 at Historic Santa Fe Foundation right there on Canyon Road. So, yeah.
So if you're a young artist or an old artist or just interested in the arts, you too can pass through this historic building.
Yeah.
The general public is welcome and
absolutely
invited.
Yeah. And you know what? There's actually an art show that starts the opening starts at 5 before that. So 5 to 7, and then the salon starts 7 on. So if you come at 5 o'clock, there's an art exhibition in the main gallery with many of the artists who have participated in the salons and many of the artists in the Strangers Collective as well. But you can come anytime from 5 onwards, really, and we'll be around talking about art. So, yeah.
Very cool. And how do you feel like the current crop of artists that you found in Santa Fe compares to these historic names?
Oh, I'm not. I don't know. I don't know how we're going to hold up in history. I think that we will. I think. I think that we certainly have the passion. It makes me excited. It feels like we're capturing a similar energy. And I think that I, in sort of a Midnight in Paris kind of way, think of Morang's time on Canyon Road as kind of a golden age that I would love to recapture. And there have definitely been moments in the past couple months that we've been doing the salon series that I've felt some sort of, you know, energy like that. So that's been really exciting. Yeah.
Well, it's very exciting. It's very fresh. It's good to see you guys out there. What's coming up next? You've got a show on now at the Wheelhouse Gallery. And what's happening next?
That's right. So check out No Land by Strangers Collective at Wheelhouse Art. That's in the rail yard. And that is open until October 28th. This Friday, today, actually, there is a small music show at Cheesemongers. That starts at 7:30, and just come in the back door. It's a smaller event. And then next up, October 30th, so next Friday, we have a salon at Historic Santa Fe Foundation. So, and that starts at 5, and you can come to the art show with several of the Strangers and other artists. And then there will be readings and a salon. So lots going on.
Jordan Eddy is the mastermind behind the Strangers Art Collective. You can find them at strangersartcollective.com.
No, it's actually strangerscollective.tumblr.com.
Strangerscollective.tumblr.com. Jordan and I will be back in a minute talking about a whole assortment of other news items, things to do this weekend. It's Speaking of the Arts. But first, Sean and I just want to remind you that it is the, as of today, the second week of the Fall Fun Drive here at KSFR, and we are looking for your donation, albeit a small one. A small contribution to this station keeps us on the air talking to you about what is important and exciting and fun to do in Santa Fe. The KSFR news team is an award-winning news outfit as well that brings the best local news on the hour, every hour, to you via the airwaves. Probably the most direct connection we have with important news items like the Secretary of State, which Tom just brought us fresh off the press at the top of the hour. If you appreciate these public services that KSFR brings to you, please give us a call. The number is 428-1393, toll-free 866-907-5737. Call today, and as a token of our appreciation, we have a $25 gift card to Joe's Diner off of Rodeo Plaza on the south side. If you live in the neighborhood, please give us a call. Make a small contribution. 428-1393.
And if you're just tuning in, Max was alluding to a story that Diana Duran has possibly resigned as the Secretary of State of New Mexico. There has not been an official announcement yet, but there was a reference to it in an email from one of her staffers. So we'll be following up on that story, of course, through the morning. And then, of course, that begs the question of what happens next? How does New Mexico pick a new Secretary of State when the Secretary of State resigns? Meanwhile, if you tune in the morning, if KSFR is part of your morning routine and you tune in bright and early to get your first news of the day from us, or if you start your day with Mary Charlotte and the Radio Cafe, we are asking that you support it a little bit this morning at 428-1393, 428-1393. As I mentioned earlier, Mary Charlotte is on a bit of a break. She's taking a rest and also doing a research project.
She's not resting too much. I saw her the other day. She's taking a break, but she's hard at work, and she's going to be back on the air better than ever
in just a couple of weeks. But hey, we need to raise the money so she can come back. 428-1393. That's 428-1393. It's your support that makes this program possible, makes all of the shows here at KSFO possible. They do not exist without you. So please make that call, 428-1393, to support the news and information and the talk and the arts and the culture, all of which you get from KSFR. Again, it's listener support that makes it happen. We can't do this without you. Please call 428-1393.
Our volunteers are eagerly waiting on hand. They look lonely over there. They would love to talk to somebody. KSFR is, like the Strangers Collective, a self-organized community center of people interested in this town, in communicating with northern New Mexico. We broadcast from Taos all the way to Albuquerque. You can drive the complete route of from Albuquerque to Taos and pick up KSFR signal and get valuable information about what's going on here in northern New Mexico. Radio made by the community, by the people who live here in northern New Mexico. So give us a call. Give our volunteers some love. 428-1393 is the number. 428-1393. You're listening to listener-supported KSFR. We're going to take a quick break for some words from our sponsors, the people who make this happen for us, you and these fine people. We'll be back with Jordan Eddy here in a minute and tell you all about what's coming up this weekend. And we're back. It's the Santa Fe Radio Cafe from the KSFR studios. I'm here with Jordan Eddy of the Strangers Collective. He's here with us this Friday speaking of the arts. The Strangers Collective is bringing us visual and performing arts programming, but there is also a whole host of things coming up this weekend. There's more to do than can possibly be done.
Indeed.
I promise you. So, I mean, first of all, there is the Strangers Collective show at Wheelhouse Gallery, and we should definitely check that out, don't you think, Jordan?
Absolutely. Yeah, open till October 28th, so definitely open this weekend.
And there is also, for donors to KSFR's Fall Fun Drive, a pair of tickets to a fun animal-themed show suitable for all ages on November 1st at 6 p.m. This is a animal-themed performing arts troupe called Zuzu from Portland, Oregon. The Imago Theater is coming to present a madcap review filled with larger-than-life penguins, hippos, frogs, and other critters. That's coming up on November 1st. And there is a pair of tickets available to a donor to KSFR. First person to call to ask for the tickets to Zuzu's animal-themed Madcap Fun Show for all ages gets the tickets. So give us a call, 428-1393. That number again, 428-1393. Make your contribution to KSFR.
And if you do donate, maybe the KSFR staff will dress up as larger-than-life animals, right? No?
It's possible. Some of us already are dressed up like animals.
Can't even see us.
You could imagine that all of us broadcasters are wearing animal-themed hats.
Giant penguin costumes.
we're all dressed up in mascot uniforms here at KSFR. If you'd like to see a tweet from Jordan's cell phone, please call 428-1393. Make your contribution today. Jordan, what else is going on this weekend?
Oh, gosh. Well, one thing that's jumping out to me is Sight Santa Fe is a final group show for their 20th anniversary. That's been a really exciting series. So that's 20 years, 20 shows, and that's a group show of Sight Santa Fe artists that have exhibited at Sight before. Sight is such a fantastic part of our community, and that's been really exciting series to see, to go over some of the past exhibitions and artists that have exhibited there before. So that's on Saturday, and the opening is from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's free, so yeah.
Sight's been there for that long?
20 years, yeah, it's crazy. I think they were actually one of the first biennials in the U.S. To actually put on a biennial. So they've kind of been, you know, a seminal part of that part of the art culture. So it's interesting.
Well, that's very cool. I did not know that. Mm-hmm. The things you learn. Let's see. Local theater. We've got many talented and devoted local theater troupes here in town. And we've got two shows closing this weekend. Let's see, at Santa Fe University, this is the last weekend to see Wild Talk, written by Jane Martin and directed by John Jury. That is on tonight and Saturday and Sunday, tonight and tomorrow, 7 p.m., Sunday at 2. You can get tickets at TicketSantaFe.com. Also, it's the closing weekend of Yamaya's Belly at Teatro Paraguas. Mm-hmm. This is a play by the Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Kiera Hughes, and is an alternate take on the life of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I think it has some humorous undertones. It stars Kana Gaines, Sabrina Garcia, Jonathan Harrell, and Argos McCullum. It is at 7:30 tonight and tomorrow, 2 p.m. on Sunday. You can get tickets at teatroparaguas.com, or you can call the theater at 424-1601.
Next up, we have Santa Fe Comic Con. That's Friday.
We have a Comic Con.
Yeah, Comic Con is at Buffalo Thunder Resort and Casino. And looks like they have guests including Michael Welch, Bai Ling, Noah Hathaway, and voice actors from Power Rangers and Pokemon. What I want to ask you, Max, is were you a Power Rangers kid or a Pokemon kid?
Definitely Power Rangers.
Okay, so you would be like freaking out if you got to meet the voice actors behind Power Rangers.
I'm a little bit out of the loop, Jordan. I haven't followed
this
Power
might be
Rangers.
A new generation.
Yeah, I'm definitely not following the current season of Power Rangers. And I haven't followed the last several series.
I was totally a Pokemon kid. We would play Pokemon on the playground. That's exciting. Santa Fe Comic Con.
If you're comic book fans, get out there. Pick something up from Big Adventure on your way, and then head out to Buffalo Thunder and check out the Comic Con. If you're looking to get out of Santa Fe this weekend, and I recommend that everyone every once in a while get out there in the world. This weekend is the annual Taos Storytelling Festival. This is a multi-day event up in Taos in multiple venues, which includes a story slam, story swap, children's stories, storytelling workshops. And the main event is a storytelling concert by celebrity storytellers, including Sarah Malone, Bob Kanagas, and Liz Manugel. The venues include the Taos Mesa Brewing, the Taos Public Library, and the Taos Community Auditorium. This is going to be an interesting event that's happening today and tomorrow. The main event with all of the best storytellers in the bunch is at 7 p.m. tomorrow. You can find out more at somostaos.org. Now, I would be remiss if I were not to remind everybody that it is the Fall Fund Driver here at KSFR. Our volunteers are here, and they would love to hear from you. KSFR is a locally supported station. It is a self-organized community center for people interested in Santa Fe and northern New Mexico. This is a mouthpiece for people who care about the community and want to get the message out there. This is an extremely accessible public service. If you're interested in speaking to the community, our studios are extremely accessible at Santa Fe Community College. 70% of our programming here is produced by volunteers, people like yourself who are interested in northern New Mexico and want to get the word out. So if you call today and make your contribution, and we can't do any of this without the support of the community. So call today, pitch in a couple bucks. Small donors, we have admission to the Santa Fe Botanic Gardens as a little kickback to you. But give us a call here today, please. 428-1393 is the number. We can't do it without you.
Thank you. Hi, Max.
Hi, Mary Lynn, the program director here at KSFR.
Yes, it's good to hear you. And like you were saying, we cannot have programming like the Radio Cafe or any of the other programming we have on KSFR without your support. 428-1393. Have you mentioned on how people can become a sustaining member? It's a very simple way to support KSFR.
It's very simple.
You, for a minimum contribution of $5 a month, you can have us arrange to have that amount taken from either your credit card, your debit card, or your checking account or some other bank account, however you want to arrange it. And that will be done through an electronic transfer, very simple and easy, just as many companies today ask you to pay their bills, your monthly bills with them that way. And that way we have money trickling in every month to pay some of the bills. And some people, you know, give $5 a month, $10 a month, $15 a month. We have people who even give more than $100 a month, believe it or not. Whatever you can afford. And we don't rank them. We don't go like, okay, well, those are the people we want to, you know, wine and dine or whatever. That so we simply appreciate it all because every dollar adds up and counts. And if the Radio Cafe counts for you, now is the time for you to make that contribution. 428-1393.
It's true. Please call today. Become a sustaining member. If you want to make a contribution, this will kind of minimize the impact and spread it out over the course of the year. And it really makes it easier for us to support this radio station having regular contributors. So call today. Make a contribution. We'll spread it out over 12 months. And we really appreciate it. And it will go a long way towards bringing you services like KSFR News, which brings you up to date newscasts every hour, live news following developing stories, like the news tip we have this morning about the Secretary of State. Also, Radio Cafe in the morning and Emmy Award-winning broadcaster Dave Marish every afternoon at 5 o'clock here and there is a fantastic program, as well as a myriad other local talk shows by voices like yours in the community. If you like Nuestra America or if you listen to Through Our Eyes, these are fantastic local programs produced by volunteers here at the KSFR studios. So please call today, right now, make your contribution, become a sustaining member. 428-1393 is the number. All right, now I'm back with Jordan Eddy. He didn't go away.
Hey, I'm still here.
Jordan's still here speaking to you through the KSFR microphones, state-of-the-art equipment here. We're speaking of the arts, talking about what's coming up this weekend. There is a concert by Serenade of Santa Fe. It's a chamber music group here in town, and they are bringing us a concert this weekend called American Made with performers David Feldberg, Shanti Randall, Sally Guthner, and Frank Murray. This is a a program of American chamber music, and that is this Sunday, October 25th at 3 p.m., and it's at the Presbyterian Church, the First Presbyterian Church on Grant Avenue downtown. If you would like to find out more or purchase tickets, you can go to serenadosantafe.org.
On Sunday, we have a book talk. It's a Harvey Girls Revisited, really interesting time in New Mexico history. Of course, right there in the plaza, the La Fonda Hotel was a Fred Harvey house. And Fred Harvey had realized that there wasn't very good food or lodging along the railroad, along the Santa Fe Railroad and other railroads around the country. And so he started creating a series of inns around the country. And this is a talk with the documentary filmmaker Katrina Parks and Harvey family members. That's interesting. And it's in conjunction with this exhibit. It's called Setting the Standard, the Fred Harvey Company and Its Legacy. If you want to learn more about New Mexico history and what the plaza might have looked like quite a while ago, check out that on Sunday. It's a book talk.
Yeah, the Harvey Company had a surprising impact in shaping what New Mexico looks today. Mm-hmm. Looks like today. And that'll be an interesting talk. I didn't know there were Harveys still around here in New Mexico.
Yeah, I did not know that there were still family members around. That's at the New Mexico History Museum. So that's Palace of the Governors at 2 p.m.
Which is a very, very cool historic building.
Yeah, very, very cool.
I'm a huge fan of restored historics, if you will. Let's see. Music fans, the Santa Fe Opera Guild has a presentation this Tuesday called Viva Verdi. This is this Tuesday at 5:30 at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation. The Santa Fe Opera Guilds are bringing in Anthony Borese. He is a conductor with the Santa Fe Opera who has also conducted productions at the Sarasota Opera, the Dallas Opera, the Boston Lyric. And he's also been a professional conductor in America, Italy, and France. So this guy knows what he's talking about. He's going to be giving a talk about Verdi with musical illustrations this Tuesday at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation. You can find out more about the whole series of talks that the Opera Guilds are putting on by visiting their website, guildsofsfo.org. That's guildsofsfo for Santa Fe Opera.org.
And I think I found where I'm going to be on Saturday. Twisted Tales Halloween Ice Skating Show at the Chavez Community Center, presented by Desert Ice Figure Skating Club from 7 to 8:30. Tickets are $10. Kids 6 and under, or 6 and older, $5. Twisted Tales Halloween Ice Skating. That sounds like fun.
I didn't know we had ice skating here. Halloween is coming up. I keep forgetting about that. What are you being for Halloween, Jordan?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I have absolutely no idea. I'm not very good at thinking of costumes. What are you going to be?
I was just watching Mad Max Fury Road.
Okay, yeah.
I think I'm going to be.
Are you going to be Charlize Theron?
I'm going to be Mad Max.
Mad Max, excellent.
I'm just going to forego a shower for a couple days. And,
that's all it really takes, you know. Just roll around in the dirt.
It was my girlfriend's idea. She said, "Why don't you be Mad Max for Halloween?" And I said, "That is the easiest idea I've heard about all week."
So she could be Charlize Theron then. You could be like a couple's costume, right?
I think it would be adorable, don't you think?
Yeah, she'd just have to cut off her arm is the only thing.
Piece of cake, right? Okay, let's see. If you're into the outdoors, and I recommend that everybody get outside every once in a while and enjoy the natural beauty. I know that we here at KSFR spend a little bit too much time inside of the studio, out of the sun. But if you want to get down in the Santa Fe River, there is an event put on by the Santa Fe Watershed Association this Saturday, tomorrow. It's called Hunt for the Red Rocktober. We're cleaning up the river, and it's a bit of a game. There's some red rocks hidden in the river. So if while you're cleaning the river, you find the red rock, you get a prize. So they've gamified the cleaning of the river. Not that you need a game to clean out the Santa Fe River. The Santa Fe Watershed Association is a great local group. That's tomorrow at 10 to noon in the morning. Get up early, get outside, stretch your legs, help us preserve the natural environment. You can find out more about the event and the Watershed Association at santafewatershed.org. Let's see. Live music this Wednesday at The Cowgirl. It's Ian McFerrin, live at The Cowgirl this Wednesday at 8 p.m. That's at the Cowgirl Barbecue at on Guadalupe Street. You can find out more about Ian McFerrin, who is a swinging country singer, at ianmcferrin.com.
Ooh, this is really cool. Gallery and museum openings on Sunday at the Museum of Indian Arts and Culture, Oblique Views, Archaeology, Photography, and Time. They're presenting aerial photographs by Charles Lindbergh, Ann Lindbergh, and Adriel Heisey. And a talk with one of the photographers, with Adriel Heisey, and book signings. So aerial photographs, that sounds really interesting.
I saw there's one of those printed in the paper, in the reporter, and it looks very, very cool. Live music, more live music than you could possibly see. I want to remind everyone how much is going on out here in Santa Fe this weekend. Tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. at the San Miguel Mission Chapel, there is a concert entitled "Retratos from Spain and Beyond." Retratos means sketches in Spanish, so we're talking about sketches of Spain. This is a work that is unique and unforgettable performances by the acclaimed Italian composer Mario Tedesco. This features many local musicians, and if you love poetry or music, you should go check it out. That is at the San Miguel Mission Chapel tomorrow night at 7:30. If you would like to find out more, you can go to the musician's website, lynnmcgrath.com.
Looks like there's a house tour of Greer Garson's former home available on Sunday at 1:30 p.m. Oh, that's weekly, so it's every week. But, gosh, have you been to the Greer Garson Theater on the University of Art and Design campus?
I've been out front of it, but I've never been in.
There's a carpet in the theater that has her initials kind of woven throughout it, and then there's a big bust of Greer Garson in the lobby, and there's just such a presence of this, you know, old Hollywood film actress there, and I always wondered what her home would look like, because she clearly knew how to decorate. So you can check out the Forked Lightning Ranch House Tour, former home of Greer Garson, at 1:30 p.m. weekly. Yeah, kind of cool.
And not exactly the same sort of thing at all, but if you're looking to learn how to break dance, there are breakdancing lessons for B-boys and B-girls at Warehouse 21 today at 5 p.m. These are free and open to the public. If you're interested in learning how to breakdance, and I know I am, you go down to Warehouse, and Tyrone will show you how it's done.
Can you breakdance? Are you?
Not yet, but after I attend this, this class today at 5 p.m.
Warehouse 21.
Thanks to our friends at Warehouse, I might soon know how to bust a move.
Watch Max breakdance at Warehouse 21.
Also, don't forget the original Santa Fe Ghost Tour. Halloween's coming up, and it's the perfect time to go talk to Peter Sinclair about the hauntings and spirits of Santa Fe, and there are a myriad. It kicks off every Friday at 6 p.m. At La Fonda on the Plaza.
Do not bring your Ouija board. Not allowed. A little too creepy.
Do not bring your own Ouija board. One will be provided to you. Peter Sinclair's original ghost tour kicks off from the La Fonda tonight at 6 p.m. Now here at KSFR, we're devoted and committed to connecting you with what's going on in Santa Fe. And like I say, there's more going on than we could possibly talk about here in this short segment this Friday morning. But we try to read announcements submitted by you, our listeners, to connect your event and your arts and crafts, your performing arts, with our audience here in Santa Fe. And if you if you've ever submitted an event and had it read on the air, or if you've ever heard about something really fascinating going on over the weekend that you wouldn't have known about unless you heard it here on Speaking of the Arts, just know that we are supported by you, our listeners. We've got O'Hori's coffee gift cards for contributors to the station. We are asking for contributions, so call us at 428-1393. We couldn't do it without you, our listeners.
428-1393 is the number to call if you are a regular listener to Santa Fe Cafe with Mary Charlotte or an irregular listener to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. We want to hear from you this morning because it is your support that makes this show possible. We cannot do it without you. Mary Charlotte, by the way, will be back in a week from Monday, I believe, is her first show back. So we're looking forward to that. And if you're looking forward to that, why don't you welcome her back now by making a contribution to the station. 428-1393. Speaking of events coming up, we have some tickets available for a donation this morning to an event taking place at the Lenzic next weekend. This is Sunday, November 1st, and it's an earlier starting time at 6 p.m. Because it is a family-oriented event. It is Zuzu, a theatrical performance for the whole family from Portland's Imago Theater. And Zuzu is a madcap review filled with larger-than-life penguins, hippos, frogs, and other critters who dance, mime, and perform acrobatics to entertain audience members of all ages. For a $100 donation, you can get yourself a pair of tickets for Zuzu from Portland's Imago Theater on Sunday, November 1st. 428-1393 is the number to call. That's 428-1393. Hey, Max, have you mentioned the Los Lobos concert coming up this weekend at the Lenzic?
I have not.
Oh, well, we should mention that Los Lobos will be returning to Santa Fe. They will be at the Lenzic tomorrow night, and it also marks the return to Heath Sun Concerts to active concert promotion in Santa Fe. They sort of curtailed their operations for a few months starting last spring, but now they are back in operation and they've got a lot of plans for some shows coming up, and they donated a bunch of Los Lobos tickets to us earlier in the week. They are all gone, so if you want to see Los Lobos this weekend, you got to go to the box office, but really glad to see that Heath Sun Concerts back in operation and that Los Lobos are coming back to Santa Fe.
That's going to be a lot of fun. It's unfortunate to hear that those tickets are gone, but we do have tickets to the Zuzu performance, and we do have admission to the Santa Fe Botanic Gardens, both available to donors to the station at small, reasonable rates or large, unreasonable rates. We accept donations of any kind. Our volunteers are waiting for your call.
We have never seen a donation so big we could not handle it.
We are professionals here at KSFR. We can process donations of any size. Call today and become a sustaining member of the station. We will help you spread that contribution out over 12 months so it doesn't ding your pocketbook quite as much. We can't do it without your support. If you believe in public radio, please call KSFR today. Special thanks to Janice Johnson. Janice Johnson.
Janice, thank you.
Thank you, Janice, for your contribution. We couldn't do it without you, our loving listeners.
428-1393.
All right, we're speaking of the arts here with Jordan Eddy here this Friday, talking about what's coming up this weekend in Santa Fe and this week. There is more to do than can possibly be done. As usual, Adam Harvey's James Joyce Reading Group is meeting tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the public library. Adam Harvey is a local man about town and a literary expert, and you can see him in the Reporter this weekend. He's in the arts calendar in the back. There was a short interview with him. He is a local luminary and very interesting guy. If you are interested in the written word or the works of James Joyce, and I know some of us are and some of us aren't, myself being in the former category. Go check him out, 10 a.m. at the public library. He will fill you in on what it all means.
At the New Mexico State Capitol building, in the Rotunda Gallery, there's an opening called Andrea Cypress Cultural Affairs. It's mixed media assemblage work. So that's book arts and various other found objects glued together and put on the wall. The show includes work by 65 members of the Santa Fe Book Arts Group, and it's part of a 3-month celebration of book arts that includes workshops and other related events. So if you're a bookworm who likes visual art, you should check out this exhibition. That's New Mexico State Capitol Rotunda Gallery, and it's open on Saturday. And there's also a workshop at 10 a.m. from one of the artists on Saturday, October 31st.
My favorite title in any event this weekend, Joe West's Theater of Death presents the Tequila Plays at the Engine House Theater in Madrid.
All right. Have you been to that theater?
I have. This is a true treasure of...
Speaking of ghost tours, that is one haunted theater, right?
this is a bizarre and beautiful old venue out in Madrid, the Engine House Theater. Joe West's Theater of Death. I don't know much, but I know it's a troubadour show, joining forces of many performers. It is an original comedy / horror stage production. The Tequila Plays is playing tonight and tomorrow at the Engine House Theater, starting at 7:30 in Madrid. If you want to know more, and I know I do, call 438-4418.
If you go to this, you might not come back, though, so just be careful out there in Madrid.
Things are getting weirder and weirder as the Halloween season heats up. Let's see. At the Lenzic Performing Arts Center tonight, there's a performance called The Sounds of Santa Fe presents Frogville, featuring local musicians of many kinds, playing many instruments. It is an inexpensive concert happening tonight at 7 o'clock at the Lenzic. To find out more, you can call the box office at 988-1234. As always, we have a friend of the program, Brian Wingard, is playing his saxophone at O'Meara Grill. That is down there on St. Francis Drive. It's from 7 to 9. There's no cover. If you want to eat exotic meats in copious quantities and listen to one of Santa Fe's finest jazz musicians, check him out. Also, let's not forget Tuesday nights at the Matador with DJ Prairie Dog, one of my favorite local treasures. He is spinning an all vinyl set of old school punk and country two-step stuff. It's really fun. Get out there, check it out.
On Saturday, you can go and decorate a sugar skull for Dia de los Muertos at Traveler's Market in De Vargas Center. That sounds like a lot of fun. I wish they had face painting too. Dia de los Muertos sugar skull decorating at De Vargas.
That is coming up.
Coming right up, yeah. I'm still trying to think of a costume. I don't know what I'm going to be for Halloween.
Our volunteers are ready for your call. It's the Fall Fun Drive here at KSFR. Call today and make your contribution at 428-1393. That number again is 428-1393. Our volunteers are happy to hear from you. And as a token of our appreciation for your invaluable contribution to our station, we've got Uhuri's gift cards available to small donors to the station. So call today, become a sustaining member, and stay caffeinated. Jordan, you ever see Vanilla Pop?
No, I have not. Oh, no. You know what? I have one time seen Vanilla Pop at Palace, right?
At Palace.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. If you haven't seen Vanilla Pop, this is a New Mexico.
They are a lot of fun.
These are New Mexico legends. They are playing, let's see, tomorrow night at the Palace at 10 p.m. These are crazy danceable versions of all your favorite pop tunes. They really get into it. And as funny as it sounds, I really think that you should go check it out. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's tomorrow night at the Palace. Thank you so much to Charlotte Cook. Charlotte Cook is, as of today, a contributor to community-supported KSFR, local radio for the locals. You, too, can be a sustaining contributor to our station by calling 428-1393 today.
Coming up in theater, The Bear and the Proposal, two plays by Anton Chekhov at the Capitol High School Theater Arts Department. That's 4851 Paseo del Sol, and it's Friday, 7 p.m., and the tickets are only $3. So if you want to see two short plays by Anton Chekhov, head over to Capitol High School on Friday, today.
Yeah, local theater here in Santa Fe is really unparalleled, and there's There's so many talented local performing groups. Get out tonight and check it out. Let's see. There's a California indie rock band playing at Warehouse 21 Sunday night at 6 p.m. The band is called I'd Die for Lo-Fi. They're playing at Warehouse 6 p.m. on Sunday night. Warehouse 21, one of our local heroes.
And you've been listening to Speaking of the Arts, a regular service of KSFR here on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe every Friday from approximately 8:30 to 9 o'clock. And we're going to use these last couple of minutes to once again encourage you, implore you to call us at 428-1393, 428-1393. This show is made possible by listener support. We cannot do it without you. The phone's been a little bit quiet this hour, but we've had some nice calls, so thanks to the folks who have. And here's your opportunity now to give us a ring before this program ends at 428-1393. We've got KSFR News coming up in just a couple of minutes. We will get some more details on the resignation of the Secretary of State of New Mexico and all the news from around the world from the BBC. And it's all made possible by your support. So thank you, thank you, thank you, caller, 428-1393. Let's keep them coming.